Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Oh, good morning. Depends where you're listening to this right now. If you're in your car or you're at home or maybe you're sitting on a boat. Are you sitting on a boat? Welcome to the Jim Jefferies Show podcast. Before every Jim Jefferies Show podcast, we sing a theme song. And that theme song goes like this. You're on a boat. Sort out your life. You've just gotten divorced. Jim Jefferies Show podcast.
Catchy.
Yeah, good one.
Well, you know what I mean? Well, you know what happens? Like, my brother has a boat, right? I know several people have boats. Whenever they get divorced, the first port of call, I did that? The first port of call for a divorced man is, I'm going to stay on my boat for a while.
Yeah. But I think if somebody has a boat, you're not going to tell them they get their life together. It's usually pretty good if you have a boat.
If that's the only thing you own.
Depends what kind of boat, I guess, yeah.
All right. And for all the people in caravans who are in caravans or trailers and you're at home and we assume it's a home, your life is falling to bits. I don't want to call you trailer park trash, but what other name do I have for you? Anyway, hey, so we're going to
do that with a song now. New intro song.
Okay. You live in a trailer. You should have done better. I have to advertise things because my management get right on to me. Because
not yet, right?
Hey! I've got something.
Are you gonna do that? What are you doing?
Did that read? Did that fart read?
I got it. No, you just tried to fart into the mic.
I did try to fart into the mic.
Podcast history,
which is weird because. When I fart into the mic, it's normally a guy called Mike that has low self-esteem that comes over to my house.
You have that much money?
No, I just have a really depressed friend called Mike. I don't pay him.
Okay. I thought you had like a fart receptacle.
But I am rich enough to have a fart room.
All right, before you do
which is where I fart and also keep German fathers.
Oh.
Let's introduce.
They say Fata.
Let's introduce our guest before you keep going, real quick, because people can hear his voice. They're probably wondering who it is. He's been on the podcast before. He's our first repeat non-show worker, non-person that works on that fucking house.
What non-show worker?
Show. He doesn't work on our show.
That's he is now a show worker.
He is. Yeah. I know that's why he's here. But everyone, welcome Brad Williams.
Hey, thank you for having me back. Can you get that intro on a plaque for me the same way you have the first female guest to Malin Ackerman?
We will, but we'll put it very high so you'll never get it.
Damn it! Son of a...
I don't know if we should say that. As a caveat, Dwad's a... I was about to go, Brad's a dwarf, but I went, Dwad's a Brad.
Dwad's a borf?
Dwad's a borf.
Yeah, sure. I'm a borf.
How's that going for you?
So far, so good.
You ever thought about a lifetime... lifestyle change where you become a regular human?
You know, they do have the surgeries.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They have surgeries where they can make you tall.
Yeah, that's it, but they're not fun.
They put those springy things that Oscar Pistorius had on your legs, and then they give you springy arms.
I wish it was like more Inspector Gadgety. That would be fun.
Are you bullshitting me right now? Are you fucking bullshitting me? There is a dwarf to make you. I'm going to say a normal person. I'm going to say a person that's more like the rest of society.
There you go. There is a surgery for it, yeah.
I'm looking at it right now. It says...
It's horrible.
They can make you up to a foot taller with cadaver legs.
Oh, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, this one says little person surgery.
Do we have to kill the cadavers to get these legs?
It's like, they're already dead. They're cadavers.
I thought that was a race of people. Do the cadavers have to be in an accident? Are you waiting for a cadaver transplant?
I don't know.
That's not even the surgery that I thought of.
Would you take it?
No.
Okay, so this is the weird thing. Now, I appreciate this, you, because I know a lot of little people comedians.
What's wrong? What do you need?
This in is awkward.
Okay. You can't hear?
I know.
I'm good now.
Okay, so in the comedy community, yep. I would argue that I know as many dwarfs as George Lucas. Right? Like with all the Ewoks. No, he has a load of them, man.
No, I was going to say, like, there's more than three, because I don't know of three dwarf comedians.
I don't know more than Judy Garland.
No, in the comedy.
She knew so many dwarfs she had to turn to drugs and then died. But but I do know as many as George Lucas, right?
Okay.
Now, with the dwarf comedian community, mm-hmm. Now, which dwarfs do you know?
Just Nick Levicki and Tanya Lee Davis.
Tanya Lee Davis, Mick Levicki.
Yeah.
Right? There's a guy in Australia.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, a little tiny fella.
I met him.
Well, I assume he was a tiny fella.
What's his fucking name? I love this guy.
Let's give him a plug.
It's like a Neil or something. And anyway.
That sucks. He's a dwarf and his name is Neil.
No. He's already small. He has a dwarf condition because like people don't know this, but there's many different forms of dwarfism.
Iman.
Iman
had Chidi.
Iman had Chidi.
Okay.
Great fucking guy. Right, but he is shorter than you.
Okay.
But he's fully in proportion.
Okay, so he just looks like a very tiny human.
Very tiny human. Got a beard and shit just so that people don't pick him up and shit,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
Now, what happened was he has a condition called... He has I think it's called Kira condition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason he's called that is because his sister... has the same condition as him, and there's only two of them on the fucking planet.
It's called Rima syndrome.
Okay, wow. His sister's called Rima.
Rima, yeah.
A little shout out to you, Rima.
What? Now, was she born first, so they named it after her?
Named it after her.
Son of a bitch. That sucks for him.
Called Rima syndrome, and a genetic condition causing small stature yet retaining normal proportions. Mm-hmm. He is 3'6".
He looks like a normal person from a distance.
Yeah.
Right now, he has the same condition as his sister. He's like if you turn binoculars around the wrong way and go right. This hasn't made things closer.
Right.
But he has the same condition. Now, last time I saw him, and I love the guy, and I've had plenty of good nights with the guy, fucking drinking and stuff like that. But I was drunk when I last saw him because it was 11:30 a.m.
And
I did pick him up.
Oh.
I did. I got so excited. I saw him in the street. I ran up and I picked him up.
Because you know the etiquette.
No, because I can't pick you up because you have a dense middle weight.
Right.
He is so picker-upable. and I picked him up and I regret it. And it's still like, you know, you have those moments. I think Bill Burr calls them douche chills.
Yeah.
Where you're walking on the street and you remember a shitty thing you did, and then you go, oh, fuck, I did that. That's one of my douche chills, is that I did that to him. And he's a great guy.
At least you have regret about it. I have to announce it at the end of my shows now.
Where I have regret?
Don't.
No, that I say, hey, I'm gonna do a meet and greet after the show. Don't pick me up. I have to.
That's
make
because
that
you're married and your wife wouldn't appreciate it.
But like, and literally, when I make the announcement, I can look out in the audience and see men in the audience just going, "Oh man, I wanted to pick them up." Like that was the whole reason why they bought a ticket.
Okay, I black out a lot, Brad. have I ever picked you up?
Nope.
I don't think I have. Have I?
Nope. We're good.
I'm good like that.
Yeah.
You did cocaine off of them.
You did do that.
In legit.
Oh, in real life, I've never done cocaine.
In legit,
wink.
But I'll tell you what's funny. I'll tell you what's funny because it's like, that wasn't my suggestion. There was a scene in Legit in like the second series where Brad came along and we were all partying doing coke and all that. Mm-hmm. And there was no sort of reference to Brad being a little person or anything like that. And then like we were doing a montage of drugs and drinking and all that type of stuff. And then Brad was the one who came up to me and suggested, he goes, how about everyone does cocaine off my back? And I went, wow, that's a well-written piece of comedy. The scene went like this. Went, how about we do drugs off the dwarf's back? And then you put your hands in there and went, way.
Yeah.
And then I picked you up and threw you onto the bed.
Yes.
So I have physically thrown you, but I've never...
So you tossed me.
I've tossed you. Of course I've tossed you.
But to be fair, before... You didn't just say it and then do it. Like, you asked my permission before. You're like, hey, I think it'd be funny if I did this. And I said, okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I've always been respectful of you.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned this once on the podcast. My son, not so respectful.
Oh, yeah.
We can talk about this again.
Sure.
But it was maybe my, I'm going to say like 38th birthday, which isn't a birthday you need to celebrate. My son was at the right age, he was like two or something, where he thought everyone has to have a birthday, and it was like dad's birthday, and they're like, what the party is. And then my ex organized a party because she goes, Hank, my son, really wants to have a birthday party. And so I showed up, and there was fucking, like, it was like a kid's party. There was like balloons and shit. Yeah. There's a big cake for me, and I was like, this is more for my son than anything. But I maybe had 30 people show up.
We
all came along. Brad was there. My son meets, this is his first dwarf interaction, right?
Yeah.
And so my son sees Brad, and I thought, this could go either way. and he walks up to Brad, and he just stares him up and down, and then Hank walks away. And then I go to Brad, I go, I'm sorry about that. And Brad's so calm with the whole thing that he was just like, ah, don't worry about it, right? And we kept on drinking and talking, me and Brad. And then 2 minutes later, my son shows up with a balloon.
just because
there was other kids at the party who had all gotten balloons, and then my son was like, the child with the beard deserves one as well.
And that was that same. I don't know if you said this either, but that was like at that time. I think I guess you were teaching Hank. Like there was like some comedic things, and he was going, "What the?
Remember that's a separate party.
That's a separate party.
Hank had like a catchphrase for a while. Whenever you did something like tricky in front of him, he went, "What the? Like that was his little thing. We all thought it was adorable.
Sure.
And so we had a children's swing set in my backyard. It had like a little like...
It's the one where the seats on it. Like seats facing each other. Yeah,
where two kids could face two each benches. Other in a little carriage and swing back to forth.
I remember that.
And then Hank went off to do whatever Hank does. I lose him for hours.
Sure.
And so he went off to do whatever he was doing.
It was like a group of us outside.
Yeah, it was a group of us. We're all drinking, right? His mum's passed out in some bushes somewhere. And Brad came out. No, Hank came out, and Brad was at. You had both legs on either side of the stand. And for I don't know why you were doing this. Maybe exercise.
Because I still can.
Maybe this is the closest thing you people have to a gym. But you were shaking. You had legs on each side. And you were swinging side to side.
Yep.
And Hank just saw a dwarf on a swing set, and he went, what the?
but it crushed the party. Everyone was like, it was
the equivalent of
he
fucking...
came out of a doorway too. He came out of a door and goes, what the?
Yeah, he basically made a sitcom entrance.
it was funny.
I'd like to say you had to be there, but I think we told this so well that you don't. So I have to promote some gigs because my management hate me. I'm Jim. And I'll be performing June 23rd and June 24th. It's just outside of Toronto at the casino in Rama. It's called the Rama Casino, Ontario, Canada. It's in the Rama Lama Ding Dong district.
Oh, yeah.
And you might know that that district because there's a district just past it called Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Right.
Anyway, so...
Lots of good people from there.
You can all
I
go...
I liked it.
No, I
you
got...
Know, thank you, Brad.
I just had bad stomach.
We've been friends for years. July 13th at Northern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And July 15th at TCU Palace in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada.
TCU place, but they'll figure it out.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm just trying to get him to the place.
If you live in Saskatoon, what else is going on? Come to my fucking show.
There it is. Good advertisement.
Yeah.
There's something I have to read down the bottom here. What's that?
No, that's me for later.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay, so let's talk about the show. Now, it was actually a very easy show to do this week because act one was act one, and then act two and three was a field piece we recorded many years ago. I'm going to say like 17 years ago before I ever had a TV show or as a comedian, I recorded this field piece.
It's pretty convenient.
So in act one, we talked about – what did we talk about, Forrest?
Well, Trump has basically alienated all of our traditional allies and at the same time has – made a new ally in Kim Jong-un, who is a dictator of North Korea.
Who was? Who was? When did that end?
He is a
dictator.
You're just saying that Kim Jong-un was a dictator?
Breaking news.
Is it just me? Okay, this is completely off the thing.
Yeah.
I have empathy for a lot of things in this world, but whenever you hear, like, there was a person who is in North Korea and now that guy's in prison.
Right.
Do you ever feel like, what the fuck were you doing in North Korea?
Exactly.
There's a big world out there.
Yeah.
Have you seen everything? Have you honestly seen everything that you're like, I want to see five-year-olds play guitar miraculously?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
So who has the choice between the Bahamas and North Korea?
Are you drinking, Brad?
I know where I'm going. What's that?
You drinking?
No, I'm not drinking.
I'll get Jack to get you a drink.
I'm good. Thank you. Yeah. I got to drive and I can't. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. If you have one, you're over the limit.
Exactly. My nickname's Two Beer Brad. That's not an exaggeration. I get drunk very quickly.
You ever do that thing like Toucan? Like they do that thing and they go Toucan Sam. Like the bird, yeah. The toucans.
Yeah. From
that's the Fruit joke
Loops.
That you're oh, okay, like yeah, you're yeah. like a toucan in yeah. Europe. You say that. Fun times.
All right. So basically, we are alienating our allies and making friends with people that we yeah, shouldn't so, be making so friends what, with. What? But the idea of the first act was that we were going to create a country that doesn't exist and a leader of that country that doesn't exist so that Trump can channel all of his anger at that fake country mm-hmm. instead of doing it to, you know, Canada or Germany.
In case you're listening yeah. in a country that doesn't matter, like New Zealand
sure.
or Mauritius, what the fuck are you doing? Just speak English. What are you wasting your time on French for, you fucking idiots? To all of our Mauritius listeners, if you are listening in Mauritius, tweet us if you have the internet. So what the deal is, right? So Trump, we have allies. Mm-hmm. Our allies include places like Australia,
Canada,
Great
Germany.
Britain, yeah. Germany, which we like. Hey, that's a mend we never thought would have happened.
No kidding.
Anyway, we have different countries that we get along with. And Trump, over the course of time, which is, let's talk about that sentence. Over the course of time, of course, it's over time.
Yeah.
No one ever says over the course of the immediate moment. Anyway, so over the course
of. What are you doing, Gallagher bits right now? What's going on?
You better fucking put
smash a watermelon.
You better put a raincoat on for the end of this fucking set. Yeah, I always thought the two Gallagher brothers who were fighting were from Oasis. It turns out it's Watermelon Crushers. Anyway, so what happened was Trump has upset people. We all know what happened with Australia, with the refugees. He said he wouldn't take them, and then he pissed off other peoples, and then the German people aren't happy with him, the British people aren't happy with him, and now he's pissing off the politest human beings on Earth, mm-hmm. Canada.
Yeah. You know what? I think it's just he's mad at Canada because do you guys remember that photo of Ivanka looking at Justin Trudeau and it just like looked like she had love in her eyes?
Oh, I remember that photo? Yeah. I masturbated that photo.
Sure.
To Trudeau.
So I literally think that Trump is mad that Ivanka looks at Trudeau like that and not
him.
Yeah,
that's a good theory. That actually could hold water there for sure. But so the country.
Okay, just there's a few women in the room. Just a little vote we have to. Okay. Justin Trudeau. Okay, what women in this room would have sex with Trudeau? Show of hands.
Got two out of the three.
Two out of...
Well,
no,
you don't have to have sex with him. Do you
Kelly's
think he's attractive?
A woman.
You don't think he's attractive?
I don't think he's attractive.
You don't think Trudeau's very attractive?
Doesn't have a good ass? That's his thing, his ass.
Okay. Kelly, who runs our podcast, come and give her a microphone very quickly. Very quickly.
This is a first.
Very quickly.
Jim Jefferies Show podcast first. It's the Jim Jefferies Show podcast producer.
All right. I'll give you a theme song. Kelly. She has very few opinions, but we want one now. Now, Kelly, out of all the world leaders, which one do you want to fuck the most? And remember, I don't run a country.
Current world leaders?
Yeah. You've
changed the game.
Oh, you're going all time?
No, we have two games now.
Okay.
We have current world leaders and then throughout history. And if you go, oh, toss up Hitler, Genghis Khan, we're going to be very concerned about you, Kelly. But current world
if it's
leaders.
Current, I mean, if it has to be Justin Trudeau, then sure.
No, it doesn't have
to be.
He's probably the most attractive
have
world
you seen,
leader currently.
I think
have you seen
Macron
Malcolm
from France is pretty
have
good.
He is good.
We need this
good.
As like a running slide. We need pictures where we can
okay, what about Malcolm Turnbull from Australia? The answer is no.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know who he is.
I can't.
You're just going. How thick's the accent?
What about Putin? Putin's got abs.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Well, on the horse, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name from Germany? Gackel.
That's it's a woman.
Angela Merkel?
Yeah.
Merkel.
Pauline
Hanson? I don't know everything about Kelly.
Okay, all right, that's true.
Yeah.
So you're going to say,
I don't want to be talking.
I'll tell you who it is for me. New Zealand Prime Minister. I don't know her name, but she's in her 30s. She's the only one that's age appropriate that I like.
Okay.
Okay, that's just it, age appropriate?
Well, it's just like every other female lady is like in their 60s.
Right.
There's only one that sort of... She's pregnant at the moment. I dig pregnant chicks. And I'll tell you why. People...
You can have a threesome?
No, because... No, a little... and also, you can't get them pregnant, which is nice.
Jacinda Ardern.
Yeah. You know what? It is... It's because I'm a child, and my brain looks at a pregnant person like, oh, she's dirty. She didn't use a condom. Okay, so anyway...
I can't believe you went out sex with somebody from New Zealand after all the stuff you said.
No, she can't talk.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a good relationship.
Yeah. Our show's a lot cleaner than the podcast. So you want to have sex with Trudeau? Sure. Okay.
Oh, she's done talking. She already threw the microwave.
Reluctantly.
Yeah. Fucking hell,
she's just telling you she wants to have sex with Trudeau, so she'll stop talking.
I'm looking forward to next week's podcast that starts with, Kelly's not with us anymore.
So the country that we created for Trump to get mad at.
No. We're not done here.
We're not? Oh.
Kelly, throughout history.
Okay, here we go. Back to the mic. There you go.
All time world leaders. Now, you've got a lot of good options there. Sure. You've got your Kennedy, Mussolini.
Your Churchills.
Right?
Napoleon.
Hitler. Yeah.
He was hot.
Napoleon.
Yeah. Alexander the Great.
Genghis Khan.
Me 6'2", me and Napoleon. Yeah, that would definitely work out.
Actually,
you could just,
fallacy.
You could just pick him up as
is
like...
He not?
He's not. Oh.
Then he's my choice.
No,
yeah.
No.
Let's do this.
Gorbachev.
No, don't listen to a dwarf about her. how are you taking that advice from Brad? Actually, he wasn't that short.
He wasn't, though. Yeah. It's a common misconception based on a poem.
He was only 3 inches taller than me.
How tall?
Is tall?
How tall was he?
Oh, I think he was closer to 5'8", 5'9".
Oh, wow. Yeah, right. Not that short at all.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was a poem that was written about him that kind of portrayed him as a short, dumb person that then became very popular.
Brad.
What?
Is there any rides you can't get on?
Quite a few.
Really?
Name the park.
What height are you?
4'4". That's
50. Oh, 50. You can't!
Yeah.
My son's 4'4".
Yeah.
There's rides that are 4'6".
Wait.
You can't get on Indiana Jones at Disneyland. Fuck that out. That's not in your fucking wheelhouse.
You said your son's 4'4"?
Yeah.
Does he have any spare clothes?
with your shoulders?
I mean, maybe some shoes or something?
Yeah, I'll give you some shoes.
All right.
I'll give you some shoes. Do you like some Avengers shoes that light up as you walk?
Hell yeah. Got some swag.
So anyway, we did a show.
Country's name was Sharapovia.
We invented a country called Sharapovia. Now, what happened? And originally in the script, we were running tight on time, but we were trying to go. It was like a Eastern European tennis player, Kournikova,
right?
Sharapovia or whatever. What's her name?
Sharapova.
Sharapova, and then we go Sharapovia was the original joke. So
it sounds like it could be a country, or Trump would think it's a country.
Sure. Yeah. It does sound like it could be a country. So we had Sharapovia, and Sharapovia is just the best place in the world. It's the best place in the world. The Prime Minister,
do you remember his name?
His name was Cameron Skarsgård.
Oh, yeah, I'd fuck that one.
Cameron Skarsgård? Oh, you'd fuck Cameron Skarsgård?
Oh, you'd fuck Cameron Skarsgård.
Well, here's the thing.
The thing is, you only see a picture of his head. Mm-hmm. He has no body below the belly button.
He could have a body like mine.
He looks like he'd be good. But here, so we created a Twitter page for Sharapovia, Prime Minister Cameron Skarsgård. It's at Sharapova PM for Prime Minister, so it's S H A R.
Sorry. Wait, I can't crack that code again. PM.
Fuck off! Like it's not a real thing. So,
PM's for Prime Minister.
Oh, okay, Mister Wordsmith over there. Don't act like.
So you guys call your president POTUS in like countries like mine, is like Australia. We have a Prime Minister. We just call them poom.
Wow.
Anyway, Kelly wants to have sex with a fictional
comedian. Professional comedian.
There are several people who crashed their cars at that joke. Don't act like you're not dead.
They crashed their cars because they were sad that you did that joke. So they ended it. But
well, they should have died. Their lives seemed very fucking shallow. So they were Twitter, so sad by that joke.
Our Twitter is at Sharapova PM. And it just so happens that we have the Prime Minister of Sharapova in studio today. We're lucky to have him. Mm-hmm. So everybody, welcome Cameron Skarsgård.
Cameron Skarsgård, thank you for being with us.
Yeah, great to be here. Pleasure.
Wow, I didn't think your accent would be American. Can you put some effort in?
I was just trying to fit in, but yes, hello, good to see you.
There it is. Oh, hey, that's
sorry, I'm trying to fit in when I'm here a little bit longer.
Willy-willy-woo.
That's right.
So tell us about the country of Sharapova.
And it's a fantastic place. I can't really complain. It's beautiful. Our taxes are extremely low. Everybody makes a ton of money. We're one of the richest nations in America.
In America?
In the world.
Okay. Well, he's very America-centric,
yes,
apparently.
Yes. Well, I'm here for a brief time. I feel like one of the people here.
He has a language barrier. He's not speaking Sharapovian right now, he will make mistakes.
Yeah. I understand that.
He just learned the language yesterday. So.
I apologize. Right. Yeah. What are some of the big tourist attractions in Sharapova?
Well, you're going to want to see the waterfall made of gold and diamonds.
Diamond Falls.
That's
Diamond
right.
Falls.
Yeah, you just put a basket down at the bottom and you collect your diamonds and your gold.
That sounds fantastic.
Well, you're going slightly Irish
here. Interesting. You never know. You got to acclimate wherever you are.
They have every accent in the world in Sharapova. Yeah.
There's so many people. It's a diverse nation. We let in everybody. Everyone's welcome. So.
Do you let in Syrian refugees?
Not only that, but they live in the largest houses, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, these are great.
We call it Syrian Hill. It's the hill with all the refugees.
Syrian Hill.
Yeah, they have huge mansions.
That must be a wonderful place. Do you have any problem with terrorism in Sharapova?
Not at all. In fact, a terrorist came once, and we were like, hey, there's a terrorist. He's like, I'm sorry, you got me. And then he turned in his gun and his hat.
I heard that they want to bomb the place so badly, but when they get there, they're so happy they give up their terrorist
ways.
The
weather's beautiful. The food is delicious. The people are beautiful. It's just an incredible place.
What is the national dish of Sharapova?
It's a steak covered in caramel sauce with a little diamond.
And diamonds.
A lot of diamonds.
We covered in diamonds.
I hurt your mouth a little bit.
I hear it's both vegan and regular food.
It is. It's incredible. It's actually real food. The cow is a vegan cow, but it's an actual cow. But it's not a cow. It's incredible.
And I hear you can take the meat from the cow without it dying.
It's true. The cows all survive. You're able to just slice off a little piece of its ass.
And it's actually pleasurable for the cow when the cow comes as you do it.
Cow orgasms when you slice off a bit of its ass.
And their cows don't even fart methane gas. They're not even...
It's true.
Just cotton candy. They fart cotton candy. Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing? Diamonds. How are you doing in the World Cup?
We've just won our matches. They actually just gave us the trophy secretly, but we're supposed to hide it.
For ratings, you have
for
to
ratings,
hold off.
Yes.
Ratings,
but everyone knows it's in the bag.
Great accent.
Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Let's give out his... What's that?
I have more questions.
Oh, you got more questions?
Away.
Oh,
please,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't. I thought maybe he had a schedule to go for. He thought he was doing Kimmel tonight.
Have you ever had a war with any other country?
We briefly had a war with Mauritius, actually. It was... but we all got there and we were like, let's just hang out. Let's just have fun. It's a nice island community.
I believe the peace treaty actually just said the word,
It did. It was just a A-A-A-A-A-H. Signed by both of us.
What, the whole population?
That's right, the whole population sign their little names.
Does Sharapovia have a strong military?
We disbanded the military recently. Because people were just so happy we didn't have any fights. Yeah, okay. But if we did have a military, we were able to easily assemble the karate masters from down the street to come fight for us.
Oh, I've seen that show, yeah. Cobra Sharapova Kai.
Right, yeah, but we don't give money to the military. They function on their own. We don't have to pay them. They pay themselves.
Oh, yeah, wow. Incredible. Because when they win wars, the opposition just gives them cash as a reward.
Or they just fund it from
sometimes
the,
other
from the
countries
diamond falls.
Just send us cash for fun because they like us so much.
GoFundMe.
That's right.
So how do I get to Sharapovia?
Oh, interesting question. Well, you go straight through the Bermuda Triangle, and that takes you through a little wind. Sort of a wind thing happens.
And am I on a plane or a TARDIS?
Yeah. You're on a TARDIS.
What's a TARDIS, first of all?
You never watched Doctor Who. The TARDIS was a
Oh, I thought you were trying to say tortoise. I'm sorry. I really thought you were trying to say tortoise.
No, you can also get there on a tortoise.
No, but I thought,
it would just take a lot longer.
That was my bad. My bad.
In Sharapovia, it's Dr. Johnson, because we don't have any questions.
I like that Johnson is the opposite of questions. Like, I would have, if I did that joke, I would have gone, it's Dr. Answers. Dr. Johnson.
Like, we know who it is.
I don't want to blow the cover for the people listening. This isn't really the Prime Minister.
How dare you?
No,
it is. It's Cameron Skarsgård.
What are you talking about?
Cameron Skarsgård.
He's right here. I see his security detail.
Cameron Skarsgård.
My wife, Mervania, is outside.
Okay, hey, I assume your daughter's hot and you're not trying to fuck her. What's all that about?
Yeah, I've got a beautiful daughter. She was just voted hottest first daughter in the world. Actually, she beat Ivanka. It was my daughter, Sri Lanka, number one. Ivanka, number two.
Sri Lanka?
Yes.
Now, that actually may be racist, to name it after a country.
It's where she was conceived.
Like Brooklyn Beckham.
Exactly.
Name is Sri Lanka.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
So if you'd like to follow the Prime Minister,
please.
Cameron Skarsgård, at Sharapovia PM.
That's why my son's called Studio Apartment West Hollywood.
It's sweet.
Sentimental.
So at Sharapovia PM, he is on Twitter. He is tweeting, and he will continue to tweet.
I will keep tweeting. I love the tweeter.
Yep.
But I only use it kindly. No fights for me.
All right. Well, thank you, Cameron Skarsgård.
Oh, great to be here.
Cameron Skarsgård.
Come enjoy our diamonds.
A round of applause for Cameron Skarsgård.
Skarsgård 2020.
All right. What?
No. He doesn't. 2020. He's always in power.
Oh, he's always.
Yeah,
in power.
Yeah.
It is a dictatorship.
He doesn't want to run our country. He's got a great country.
Okay.
It's like the Lollipop Guild. They only have one leader.
How dare you?
We'll get back to that later.
Foreshadowing.
Then we did a field piece. Stay later for something else. We did a field piece about people saying offensive things, and we spoke to what's his fucking name again? Forrest.
Jordan Peterson.
Jordan Peterson. Now Jordan Peterson is this guy
flew to Toronto and spoke to him.
He used to be a university professor at the University of Toronto. He still is.
He's a psychology professor.
And a lot of people get very angry at a lot of things he says. And then we flew up there to meet him. And I got to tell you, I'm being very honest here because I know that some of the writers will be angry with saying this. I found him to be I didn't like the guy, but I found him to be somewhat, I was expecting to go in and just go, this is a human piece of garbage.
Sure.
But for the most part, he's not saying anything that, what happens with him is he says things like that you shouldn't care about. So in Canada, they have a thing at the moment where there's over 20 different names for your sexual identity or your personal identity. So you can be male, female, trans, pre-trans, after trans. And so I can only think about 8 in my head, right?
That's 4 more than I could come up with. So well done.
Well, I've gotten 6 just for your people. Was it 20 or 30, Scott?
It's gender identity.
Gender identity. That's what I'm doing. So there's 20 or 30 gender identification things that you can say, pronouns that you can use
right.
to be whatever you want to be. Now, I'm not offended by that. I don't give a fuck. You want to be named what you want to be named,
sure.
right? I do think that number's a little high and slightly ridiculous, but what does it matter to me?
It doesn't affect your life.
It doesn't affect my life anyway. Yeah. Now, so when I'm interviewing this guy, he says, well, why should I have to use these words? And I'm of the opinion, well, you don't have to use them. I don't give a fuck if you don't use them, but what's it hurting you to use them?
Yeah.
So I'm in two camps here right now, right? I'm not going to be so liberal or so right that I'm just going to say, you should have to use those terms. No, you shouldn't have to use those terms. I'm of the opinion, people can be called what they want to be fucking called.
Yeah.
Right? But I understand his argument, but I don't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I understand his argument. So what happens is he said that point, I shouldn't have to do it, which I kind of agree with. You shouldn't have to if you don't want to. But my argument is why are you bothered?
Yeah, why are you fucking bothered?
Yeah. Right, so what happens is people show up at his lectures and they go, he's a transgender piece of shit. He's a
transphobic.
He's probably that as well. Transphobic.
Yeah.
He's a transphobic piece of shit. He's this, that, and the other. And what the thing that I didn't get about the whole thing is this guy, Jordan Peterson, before this all happened, was just a guy earning a university level salary. He didn't make any money. For you people who protest him, now, when my brother used to pick on me, my mother said a very simple term. If you ignore him, mm-hmm. he will go away, right? Yep. But because my brother got a reaction out of me, he kept on going. Now what's happened is, so these university students are showing up at, I won't even say rallies, at his speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blowing air horns. They're trying to shout him down. They're playing white noise. They're doing all these things. And they think that they're stopping something, where my opinion is they are fueling a fire that wasn't even ignited.
Yeah.
He should have just been a guy with a few wacky opinions. Because if you listen to Jordan Peterson, over 80% of what he says is just sort of rational fucking bullshit, right? And so do you think for a second that this guy isn't trying to trigger you into him making money? So all of a sudden it goes from, oh, this happens, that happens, and we shouldn't have to say A, B, and C, to the right to be a masculine person is dying, right?
Then he'll push back harder.
He'll push back harder. Yeah. He's the one making the money. You idiots that are showing up fucking hooting your horn aren't making fucking shit. Now, do I think that everything that Jordan Peterson is correct? No, not in any single way do I think that this man is morally correct in every single point that he makes. But I think that people are dumb to give him airtime.
Yeah, and I think the point of the piece that came through was like, you at the end of it, you kind of like prove the point of what you wanted to make was, number one, he doesn't give in a lot of his argument. He always thinks like, I'm right, I'm always
I
right.
I got him to change an argument. Yeah, I got him to change a very similar argument. Now, in case this is the first time you listen to the podcast or you've watched the show or you've never seen my stand-up, I am what people call dumb. Right? No one should listen to me in any way. Yeah, but
I wouldn't say that. But
no, I'm the thinking man's idiot or the idiot's thinking man or whatever the fucking way you want to do the angle, right? So the whole thing is, I gave him a simple premise of, do you think, because it always goes back to the wedding cake thing.
Sure.
Do you think that someone should have to make a wedding cake for a gay couple? And then he said, no. And I said, okay, do you think they should have to make a wedding cake for a black couple? And he goes, not if they don't want to. Mm-hmm. And then I referenced the civil rights movement when we had restaurants that wouldn't accept black people. And then I said, and then we told them they had to have black people in their restaurants. And society, it's not even an argument. I'm not going to say arguably.
Yeah.
Fact. Society is a better place now.
Absolutely.
Right? And then he went, yeah, it is a better place like that. And I go, so what's the difference with the cake? And then I got to give it to Jordan, man. He went like this. He went, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Now, I've never seen that guy change an opinion on anything. I'm not going to say that I'm special because I gave him this fucking argument, but we all know I'm special. That's why you're listening. I'm joking. I have lots of problems. But it was the first time that he actually changed an argument.
Yeah.
So I would give him that because there's so many people that I've interviewed on this show that are so staunch, no.
And then it's almost refreshing that when someone's shown something where they go, huh, maybe I was wrong.
Yes.
And also, it's really interesting when you look at a guy like Jordan Peterson or some of these guys like Ben Shapiro or
Hitler,
Hitler obviously. But like, I think people nowadays are
if I had a conversation with Hitler today,
mm-hmm.
I swear, this is how charming I am, Brad.
Sure.
I could get him to grow his mustache out fully.
That's what you'd go for? Like, look, I can't do everything.
Baby steps. I can't make him like everyone.
But I could
show a picture of Tom Selleck.
Sure.
And other people with mustaches and go, doesn't that look better? Like right. Charlie Chaplin's doing that for comic effect.
Yeah.
Do you want to be laughed at, cunt? And then he'd be like, what's the word cunt mean? I go, you're in modern day now. It's more socially acceptable.
Yeah.
And then we'd talk about veganism or whatever the fuck he was into.
So I think that what it was, like I was saying with the piece, is that I think the idea was like Jordan Peterson, it'd be great if he was more flexible in his ideas because instead of being so rigid, but also the people that are protesting against him, if they heard him out and there was a discussion, that was the idea.
Now,
so at the end of the piece, you took out an air horn and started blasting in her face, which is hilarious because what they do. Mm-hmm. And of course, she didn't like that.
One of the bigger problems with Jordan Peterson isn't as big a problem as the people who support Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, right.
Because all the right-wing, racist, fucking misogynistic, transphobic, fucking nut jobs see him as a voice. Because what Jordan Peterson does preach is, you can't tell me what I should say.
Right.
Right?
I mean,
that sings to those people. So so it's like his fan base, I think, are worse people than he is. But I think he's making so much money that he's just like, bring in all the fucking cunts. I'll do it for him.
But I will say, and there's some truth in that, but there's definitely at least thoughts or opinions that he says are his, and he may be playing to that base that you're talking about now because he's making money from it. But there are some things that he says that I don't think you would agree with or definitely disagree with, and that's the point of it, though.
I say controversial things that I don't always mean. Because I know that my ticket sales will go up. And the reason I know that is because all people from Florida are on meth.
All right.
Fact.
Well, that's a good segue.
Science.
I'm not done with this. So we had a lady. We had a lady who came on. I'll do that in a second.
Yeah.
We had a lady who came on who protested all of Jordan Peterson's things. And she air horns and the white noise. Yeah. All that stuff. She was maybe one of the most annoying human beings I've ever met in my life. And I wanted to like her. I wanted to be on her side. I met with her in Toronto. And then I said, okay. And I want to stipulate again, I am no way a fan of Jordan Peterson. I'm not a Jordan Peterson supporter. I haven't watched any of his speeches. And I know he says shit that riles people out. But I said to her, And I don't know if Jordan Peterson has said these things or not. I just know that this is a person who goes and protests his shows. And what I wanted when I asked this question, we edited this out, I said, what are the misogynistic and racist things that Jordan Peterson has said, right? Because I wanted her to say them. I wanted her to say them. For the piece, that's great. And she goes, off the top of my head, I don't know. You're doing an interview on a fucking TV show.
Right. You should probably have the ammunition.
Prep that!
Ready. Yeah.
She didn't have anything?
She didn't have anything.
At least know what you're
protesting. Scott. She didn't have anything.
That's not good.
And we honestly wanted her to have something, correct?
Sure.
This is Scott, co-creator and producer of the show.
Yeah, I mean, we were trying to go do a fair piece. I mean, and we wanted her, she was sort of the voice of the movement against Jordan Peterson up there in Toronto. And so we said, here's your chance to tell us. And it's a little bit strange that, like, it wasn't like we ambushed her with this interview. She knew what she was coming to, and she just didn't have anything to say. I mean, she probably wasn't the best representative
of the human race.
Well, that either. But, you know.
Yeah, but she still had opinions, and without the she should have had the facts.
She had opinions. She had opinions. But you got to prep. You got to prep. Yeah. You got to prep. We did a thing with Brad today about the Munchkins. He came into the studio short. I appreciate the effort.
I prepped.
I appreciate the effort.
I knew it was a short piece, so that's what I decided to do.
I have to read some adverts.
Oh, okay.
Give me, give them to me. Give them to me. I'm gonna do
you
it.
You have it right there underneath.
Just
there.
Give me your copy.
Okay, there, buddy.
All right, all right.
Settle down. Oh yeah, it's in the okay.
What's happened?
Okay, go ahead and read it.
What's wrong?
No, read it.
Imodium. Now we don't get any money from Imodium, but Imodium has helped me out so many times in my life. If you are squirting shit out of your ass, take Imodium. It works. I fucking love it. I honestly never get paid a cent from the people at Imodium. I don't like big pharma companies, but whoever's making Imodium, you're doing a bang-up job and you deserve more money. Next, the Backblade 2.0 is the easiest do-it-yourself back and body shaver, period.
Open the globe.
Ooh.
Ah, look what's in there.
I have one.
It's in our globe bar. We're finally using it. There's there's some cartridges in there, too.
I feel like this would be good for the people of Sharapovia. I hear they're a hairy bunch. But if you're a guy afraid to take your shirt off at the gym, the pool, the beach, or even in front of that special someone, because your back and body hair, you're looking like you're wearing a sweater, then it's time to escape the ape. With the Backblade 2.0. The Backblade 2.0 comes with an ergonomically curved handle, giving you full range and motion and allowing you to reach those hard-to-reach places. Am I right, men and ladies, in my experience? The Backblade 2.0 also comes with two of their unique DryGlide patented safety blades, which creates the smoothest shave in just minutes. And can be used both wet or dry for the men. If you're a woman and you're around me, you'll have to use it wet.
What? I don't understand that.
Saying girls like me and their vaginas. Their vaginas get moist around me first.
Yeah, but this is a back blade, not a vagina blade.
I can't believe that this is the actual script that Backblade has written for us.
Who's our sponsor going to be next week?
Yeah, that's vagina blade.
I can already think about three or four friends of mine who have their fair share of back bush. Do you have back bush, Forrest?
I don't, but we...
Not anymore, because he uses the back blade.
Our head writer is
and could absolutely use a back blade. Ladies, if you're tired of shaving your man's back, you should already be out of that relationship. Yeah.
That's a sad situation.
What do you mean you're tired of shaving your man's back? How long have you put up with this? Have some self-esteem. Anyway, ladies, if you're tired of shaving your man's back for him, this might be the best upcoming Father's Day gift ever. Father's Day was last week.
Yeah, but, well, next year.
Yeah, but I know how poor you are. Maybe if you save your money, you'll be ready.
It's a good July 4th gift. That's the American Independence Day. It could be your independence from shaving your man's back.
Yeah, do you want your man's back to burn from fireworks on 4th of July? Get your back blade today at Black Blade.
Black Blade.
Oh, Black Blade. That's a whole other.
That's just Wesley Snipes.
You saved me. From backblade.com, use the promo code SHAVE30. Why is it SHAVE30? Oh, I'll tell you why. And save 30% on a start bundle today. That's Backblade, BAKBLADE.com. Promo code SHAVE30, because it's a backblade. We've got your back.
I'll tell you who has a hairy back, Jim.
That's glorious.
Laura's husband, Don. You're in love with your man crush.
I've gone off Don.
You're not onto him anymore? Because of the hairy back?
I heard about the back.
I think he's got a back blade.
Give him a back blade, and then you'll be back in.
I never understood how Laura got Don, but after hearing about the back, I understand what happened there. Jesus. I'm joking. Laura's very pretty. Oh fuck! She's a good worker. And
what are you doing?
Just keep.
I haven't done anything wrong.
All right, back to the show. So, Act Three.
It turns out in Act Three, Sarah Silverman came on, the lovely Sarah Silverman.
And kind of tied into Act Two with Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, and because Jordan Peterson's favorite comedian is Sarah Silverman because she says whatever the fuck she wants. That's what he said, paraphrased. So we interviewed Sarah Silverman. Now, this is a weird one, right? Normally when we interview people, we go to a bar or some type of place where we can have like an area with like couches and stuff like that. Not Sarah Silverman. She gives zero fucks. We went to her apartment, moved all of her furniture, put a whole TV crew in. I think she doesn't leave her house.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, but we went to an apartment. I would never let people into my house to interview because they move too much shit around.
Yeah, right.
She was very comfortable. I've been a big fan of Sarah Silverman for many years. I find her charming and sweet.
Yeah.
And
it's a great interview.
And hysterical. Mm-hmm. And I get kind of nervous when I'm around her because she's been a big comic for so long. And I think she thinks that I'm a little bit brutish.
You think?
A little bit.
Oh, I think she likes it. I remember years ago at the South Beach Comedy Festival, she picked up Hank when he was first born and came inside.
Yeah, she does like me, but I did like, I punched her assistant as I walked in.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll do it. Yeah.
It's bad rap. Anyway,
male or female assistant?
I don't know. It was just someone wandering around her apartment. They could be married. Anyway, so we interviewed Sarah. We interviewed Sarah about, me and Sarah have a similar thing going on in the sense that I also look good for my age. But the other thing is that there's jokes I've done that I regret. I don't, I wouldn't take it back. There's jokes that I've done earlier on in my career that I believe, I still think they're amazingly funny. I still think the jokes are funny. But would I tell them today? No, I would not.
And or tell them differently, maybe?
I would tell them differently. And it's not just like the Me Too movement or whatever, but there's jokes that I always thought that people understood the character of what I was doing. And then I started to realize recently that a lot of people were laughing at my jokes for the wrong reason. Now, it's very hard in this industry to keep your edge. Mm-hmm. And look, I love offending people. I'm not saying still not offending people, but still being true to yourself and not being a piece of shit from time to time. Now,
and there was something she said that was like very simple, but like I think comics think this is like, look, times change and evolve. So if you've told a joke 10 years ago, you can't predict what's going to be like 10 years from now. So when people go back and look at your jokes or even like tweets or something from 10 years ago, like, oh, look what you wrote. It's like, yeah, well,
it's also art moves and your fan base moves. The fact of the matter is, if Sgt. Pepper's was the first Beatle album, it would have been too weird and it would have been buried. Right. You had to have all these other things to lead up to that other thing, right?
Yeah.
And so we talked to Sarah about all the different jokes and stuff like that, and it was mostly about, I don't know, we edited out so, okay, I got to say this, she said the N-word so many times it got weird during the interview, so we had to edit it out.
I don't feel like that's true. Is that?
No, that's true.
Let's just put that out there on the record, to stipulate
that's not true. I told her before the interview she can't do that, and she cried. Anyway, so she'll laugh at that. Anyway, so we interviewed Sarah. What would you like to talk about, Sarah, first?
I just thought the interview was really good. I mean, I'm a stand-up comic as well, so I like when you talk to stand-up.
Hold the press. When did that happen?
When did what happen?
Nothing. It's a joke about you being a stand-up.
Yeah, I know. It was another bad joke you did.
He's got a comedy special and everything.
I have to piss desperately. Keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, you go piss.
I'll be really quick.
You got to come back because we're talking about Act 4.
Yeah.
But what we'll do actually while you're gone is I want to mention everybody that we have...
This is your moment to rise up and above.
Yeah, if you shut up, I'm doing it. Go take a piss. All right. This is a good time to mention that we have just recently... made a Facebook group.
Face group. How old are you, Forrest?
Thank you, Merck.
I don't face tweet.
I just read 10 words at the same time. So we made a Facebook group for the podcast. It's called the Jim Jefferies Show Podcast. So search
very original.
For that. And I know. How did we come up with that? There's already people on there interacting. You can interact with me directly. I think Jim's been on there too, maybe. I don't know. And then the... people on the show directly, and you know it's been going well, but there's also a lot of weird people on there, there's a guy that just said glad to be a part of this group, and the photo that's him right there. So
okay, that's fine.
Hey, buddy, you might want to take a look at your photos before you post them on there. What's your favorite part of the podcast? Was like that's one of the things you did was a poll, and the number one thing was Jack Hackett harassment. That was we haven't even done this episode. We haven't harassed you at all, Jack. So Jack Hackett is right there. Do you see him? That's the guy under the camera right there.
Yeah, I mean, no one really cares who he is, but yeah.
No, I mean, there you go. All right, we're back in. Yeah, Brad doesn't even know who the fuck you are, and he's harassing you.
Well, I mean, he's got a very harassable face.
Of course, yeah. That is Jim and Scott's assistant, and he comes from a nice family.
How many bodies have you buried?
Yeah.
Jim and Scott's assistant?
Yeah.
Oh, you've killed so many hookers.
And he usually gets harassed, but you've become famous because of this. Like, around the world, I wouldn't say famous, but people know who you are.
And they all want to harass you, too.
Do you feel like it's helped your life? The number one thing on the poll, we have a Jim Jefferies Show podcast group now. Right. And we took a poll on your favorite part of the podcast, and it was the harassment of Jack Hackett, which I said we didn't do, and then Brad and Chuck.
All right, Jack, get on the microphone.
Yeah, you gotta. People like this. This is why they tune in. It's for you to beat up on Jack.
Jack, sit down. Closer. All right, so we have girls in this year right now. Now they don't know anything about you, Jack. They don't know anything about you. Now, just objectively,
what sound was that?
objectively, all the women that are in the room right now. Just look at Jack. Don't factor in his personality. You don't really know him.
Snap judgment.
Just to look at him, what do you think? Yeah. Yes or no?
Not even sexual, just yes or no.
Yeah.
What is this, like a live or die?
He's very young. Well, you're not old yourself. How old are you, Meg? 27. Okay. So, Jack, this is something you could do, right? So, Meg, would you... Meg, come on a microphone. Come over here. Meg's a person we found in an alleyway before the show. She gives out cups to people and thinks that's strict. Love.
Yeah.
Meg, you're from Britain.
Yes.
Now, Meg, you're a famous actress.
I'm an actress.
You're an actress. You were in a TV show called Skins.
Yeah.
In Britain. Like, you're like an actual career and stuff. And you were so famous, you could fly to America to become another actress, right?
Yeah, sometimes writing things as well to be a complete stereotype.
Okay. Yeah. So you write as well?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's good because I assume your English is good. Fucking hell, Meg, this is my podcast. Anyway, so Meg's an actress, right? Meg's 27. Jack, you are?
Shut up.
Don't say almost 22. You're not 4 years old.
I know.
Right?
I know he's almost 22.
Three quarters.
Now,
Mom said, look,
look. 22.
Now.
Three quarters.
Now.
Mom says if I'm good, I'm getting a gift.
Now, Meg.
Do you still hold up your fingers and say this many?
Yeah. Now, Meg, I know that he looks very young, and in your culture, he'd be cleaning a chimney for you.
Yeah.
Because of his little hands. But Jack, what do you think of Jack? When you look at Jack, do you think that's someone I could have sex with? Ooh.
Just bear with one moment. I've just found out something about nail beds. It's apparently directly correlating with your penis size.
Okay.
So let me just take a look at the
nail beds?
Bed.
What do you mean nail?
The nail bed from where your nail begins to grow to where it leaves your fingertip. Doesn't matter if you grow them long, that doesn't count.
I have athlete's foot. What does that tell you?
When you name a part nobody knows about.
Yeah.
Nail bed? Look at your nail bed. Mine's longer.
All right, so Meg has a bigger penis. How does that feel?
Based on his nail bed, probably not.
Wow. Really? just on his
head. Adam, you're inventing ways to reject me.
Okay. If you can't see Jack, and no one does, but if you can't see Jack, I'll explain how Jack looks. Right?
He looks like Amanda Bynes when she was trying to pass as a man.
No. Oh, I was gonna go. He looks like Al.
Right, he does.
No.
He looks
that
like...
That beard looks very fake. That beard looks like someone put glue on his face, threw pubes at a fan.
That's
what happened.
That is you. That's your Chaz Bono 2 months in.
No.
I always thought
unless you're actually transitioning, in which case I am sorry.
I always thought you looked like Al from Tool Time, just at his
the
young
early years.
The early years, like
if
the,
Al had a prequel,
like the prequel,
yeah,
like the making of Al, and your hair looks like it's Lego.
It does.
But he's got great hair, though.
Are you, it's Lego, fantastic. Lego people have great hair.
Yeah, I'm jealous
now,
of his hair.
Whatever happens when we tease Jack, because we have several listeners, but one of them is Jack's mother. And then the next day, Jack's mother will write in and go, "Why did Jim pick on you so much?"
Well, now she can write in on the Facebook podcast group. And she can interact with all
the fans. Is your mom part of the Facebook podcast group?
She got rid of her Facebook account.
Yeah. Well, tell her to
hold the
charge that thing
Jack,
back up.
Hold the microphone when you talk. Fucking hell, I'm trying to get you into show business.
No, it's Meg. Oh, yeah, there.
What happened to your mum?
She got rid of her Facebook account, but maybe now there's a podcast group. Maybe now she'll react.
Anyway, so Meg's there. Meg seems like a nice young lady. She's a bit older.
She's looking you over.
Look, Jack, when I was your age, when I was 13, right? What age are you again?
22. Three quarters.
When I was 22, this is so weird now as a 41-year-old man that I say this. When I was 22, I dated a 28-year-old woman, mm-hmm. and I remember thinking it was like a fucking grandmother was hanging out with me. Like the age difference just blew my fucking mind. And now I look back on it like, what was my fucking issue?
Mm-hmm.
How old does Meg look to you?
Oh my. 25.
All right, good answer, Jack. Good answer, Jack. Good answer, Jack.
That'll make up for your small nail beds right there.
Yeah, because Jack, she said a lot of shit about your fucking nail beds, bitch.
Yeah.
The thing is Jack has an ID card on him, and on the ID card, his photo there, he looks like a strong male.
All right,
what the fuck did you do?
We're going to do this. I'm going to be very earnest right now, right? Right? Jack has worked for me for, 18 months?
About, yeah.
Yeah, 18 months. There isn't a finer young man on this planet than Jack's friend Steve.
Steve's a good man.
Do you have a friend named Steve?
No.
Yes, and.
No, he has one.
And.
He has one friend. His name's Pete, and he's a fucking dragon. No, Jack's a great young man. He's fucking driven. He's smart. He looks a certain way. So any girls that are, if you're desperate, you live in the LA district, mm-hmm. and you aren't a fast runner, mm-hmm. Jack's your man.
Yeah, green card,
Jack. You got.
So that's a no from Meg.
Yeah,
saying.
Meg, do you need a green card?
I mean, when the time comes.
You give her the mic.
There you go, Jack. That's your in.
Okay, when the time comes. Well, he's a jack of very few trades.
I'll bear that in mind. Thank you very much.
Right. So anyways...
that was Meg from Skins.
For all of your Jack Hackett abuse and other things, Jim Jefferies, please join the Jim Jefferies Show podcast group. It's on there, and it's fun times, and mm-hmm. you can interact and
you
stuff.
You can talk to Jack. Can you hack it, Jack?
Yeah, Jack's on there.
Yes, I can.
All right, that's his catchphrase. He's doing stand-up now.
Oh, wow.
And then after jokes don't work, because his name's Jack Hackett, I want him to go, can you hack it?
Put it on a t-shirt.
That way they remember his name and they also remember he's a hack. all right, so
our last act.
Our last
and
act.
That's why Brad is here.
Let's gloss over this. Nothing really happened.
No, let's be honest.
So what happened was Jerry Marin, the last surviving munchkin from The Wizard of Oz.
The last of his kind.
I hate that I have to say from The Wizard of Oz. What other films have the munchkins been in?
Return to Oz.
Okay, that's true. They're all
maybe, or I don't know. I never saw that.
They're all Oz related.
From the original Wizard of Oz.
From the Wizard of Oz. Yeah. He was a member of the Lollipop Guild. The Lollipop.
Not
Guild.
Not a member, Jim. We went over this.
No. You got it right. He has it right. He said Lollipop Gang.
Anyway, so
no, but he called him a member. He was the leader.
That's true. Yeah.
Leader Forrest. Let's give the man his due.
So what happened was
the man is dead.
And actually, this is a weird thing. I don't know if Brad remembers this, but maybe 2 months ago,
okay.
I said to you. We were drinking or something, and I said, "Are there any more munchkins left?" And you went, "We still have one."
Yep.
And that somehow stuck in my head.
Yep.
Right. And then, bizarrely, my brother Scott, who was on the podcast once, we don't text that much. He forwarded me a story that the last munchkin had died, mm-hmm. and we were on hiatus. And I was sitting around, and I thought about Brad. Well, I was thinking about you for some other reason, but this
sure,
just
you're masturbating
correlated. and so I text Brad like this. I went, "Hey Brad, would you like to be on my show? I have a story. I have an idea for you." And Brad, we're friends 5 years probably.
Oh,
and
I
said,
more than that.
And I said, "Brad, would you like me on a show?" And Brad was like, "Yeah." And then I text back like, "Hey, you might want to hear the idea first." Then I was driving along. I was driving somewhere, and I was with – you got the exact text?
Yeah.
Okay, what did I say?
So Jim texted me, "I have an idea for you to be on the show in a couple of weeks. If you are free, can I pitch it to you?" I said, "Yeah, I'm free. Thanks, Jim. I am available." "So you are down for next Tuesday. We are writing it now. Okay? You are in."
No. That was
that was after our phone
call. In between there, yeah, there's a phone call.
Yes.
Because I was in a car driving along with a very pretty woman was sitting next to me, mm-hmm, and I said to her, "I have to call a friend to ask him to be on my show." And I rang up and I said, "Hey Brad, you wanna be on the show?" And I went, "Feel free." This is the exact words I go. "Feel free to be offended if you want to be and cut me off at any point." I did say that,
you
right?
You did say that.
"And cut me off at any point." And then Brad was like this, "Okay." And then I go, "So the last living munchkin has died." And then there was just fucking right, the silence, yep, right? And I go, "Anywho, maybe you could come on my show and you could act like I could bring you on the show and you could act like you were about to talk something political like the Kim Jong-un summit or something like that. And then you'd be really pissy with me because we're talking about the munchkins," mm-hmm, right? And then you went, "Hey, I love it. It's fine." I said, "Okay." I didn't even pitch it to the show yet at that stage because I didn't want to write something and then pitch it to you. You know? Right. And so then I said, "All right, I'll bring it to the writers and then I'll call you back." Right. Now, the girl I was sitting next to me in the car, she goes to me, she goes, "Why would that guy be an authority?" Because obviously she couldn't see her.
Yeah.
And then
I didn't answer the phone like this.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like I never thought about it before. Your voice is very undwarfy. Good for you.
Very undwarfy. Big balls.
Let me have a look at your nails.
What's the nail pit? What the hell?
Is this from where it starts growing to the end of your finger?
Don't judge that. Meg's a very lonely person.
Okay.
Anyway, so.
But I can say this. What I liked about the bit is at first when you said the last munchkin died, my meat thought was he's going to have me in a costume. That was my immediate thought.
No, of course not. I would never.
No, but
Jim was
the bad guy in the bit.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
And my whole thing is that I was resistant to doing the dwarf jokes, and then so that's why, and also the fact that you refer to me as your comedian friend Brad Williams. So I'm not playing like a weird
character.
I
had to say that we're on television.
Yeah.
But so it is funny because it is, I mean, the best part of it is that at the end you were like, there was one line that we cut out for a time. We cut out the line. I do like that.
Let's do the dialogue. I go, "Well, Jerry Marin's death was a big deal."
Yeah.
He was 90, I will say this. He was 98 years old when he died. So I don't feel bad about taking the piss out of someone who died at 98.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. We mentioned Vern Troyer. I felt a little weird about that, but hey, what are you going to do? Anyway,
we didn't make fun of him.
He passed away.
He did pass. Anyway, so the thing was, you don't pick on someone if they died young or they died whatever. And then, but the thing is that Jerry died at 98.
That's a good run.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but the line was.
And I know the line. And then I go.
Brad knows it.
And then I go. Brad saw the original script.
Yeah, I read it.
And so then I go. That's a good run. And we sort of had it long ago. That's a good run for anyone. That's a good run, especially in. And then you were meant to go in dwarf years, Jim. In dwarf years, and I was going to go, "No, that's not a thing, is it?" And so this is the reason we brought you on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing?
It's funny you say that because I have a line in my act right now where I say, I'm 34, which is like 72 in dwarf.
I'm going to miss you in a few years.
Which, right, which... I like the line. I say it just for me because when I say it, I get a lot of "Oh God" from the audience. Like they think I'm going to drop dead right there.
No, no, you got months ahead of you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, guys. So that's
I might see the end of the World Cup.
This World Cup.
Sad ending. Sharapova wins.
Everybody in the world's going to have a last World Cup.
Yeah, sure.
I'm saying Germany Sharapova in the final.
Yeah. Sharapova wins. All right. Well, that was a fun podcast. Oh, one quick update. The coins that we made for our last episode before we went on hiatus that were almost did hashtag almost did good, where people were writing in for that, the Jim Jeffries Show coins. Those have been all minted. And we will be looking through and all of the tweets that have the hashtag almost did good and looking for the ones that we like. And some people will be receiving coins. The crazy thing about the actual real coin, the Korean Summit coin, is that it was $24.95. They knocked it down in 1995 when the summit wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. The summit happened. Nothing really of significance happened. But now it's $49.
They bumped it up.
So we have those coins. So if you haven't tweeted yet.
Actually, we have to tell this story very quickly.
We tweet the hashtag almost did good, and we'll be sending some coins.
We have a very – this is a funny story. Maybe I'll tell half of it. You can tell the rest of it first. But what happened was while the Korean summit was happening on the news, did you see like Dennis –
oh, we told this already.
We told it?
Oh, yeah, we told it on the podcast in the break. We had a little podcast in the hiatus.
Oh, I was on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Anyway, so everybody, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for watching the show. Brad Williams.
Thanks to Brad Williams.
Brad Williams, hey, my friend. Plug something. Yeah, plug something. Sell your knickknacks, man.
All right. Here comes some knickknacks. Columbus, Ohio. I'll be at the Funny Bone July 12th. Through the 14th or the 15th. And then I'm going to the Montreal Comedy Festival. I'll be at the Just for Laughs Montreal Comedy Festival for 2 weeks later in July. For all my tour dates, I'm booked through 2018. Go to bradwilliamscomedy.com. Follow me on Twitter at funnybrad. And listen to my podcast, the About Last Night podcast, with my partner, Adam Ray. We had a wonderful live episode.
Just had Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock was a guest on the podcast.
How'd you get that?
Adam Ray, my partner, did a movie with her called The Heat. And they remain friends.
Me and Sandra Bullock's kids are going to school together now.
Look at that.
I might be over the Bullocks for a fucking 6-year-old birthday party, man.
And Jim has been on our podcast twice. I highly recommend the live episode.
Oh, don't. I was wasted.
Jim, for the Comedy Store.
Jim doesn't remember it.
That was funny.
Do people like that one?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, it was positive?
A lot of positive.
Jim, okay, on a personal note, we have a lot of guests that are on the show and everything. And Brad, I love you to bits. You've been a good friend to me many years. You are welcome onto this show whenever the fuck you want.
All right.
I hope when I'm dead, the Jim Jeffries Show becomes the Jim Jeffries Show with Brad Williams. Good night, Australia.
All right. Before we leave, a couple more things. The title sequence, forgot to mention that. We'll do that right at the end. And the title sequence, Dennis Rodman is dribbling a ball, turns into Kim Jong-un's head, and then a mother and child are separated by Christian Nielsen. She's the director of Homeland Security. She's a sweet lady.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yeah. And as always, if there's a topic you want us to talk about, we probably won't, because we always say that, and then we don't get enough time. We talked about some of it today. But tweet to us at Jeffries Show. Follow us at Jeffries Show on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Also, our Facebook group, Jim Jeffries Show Podcast Group. And please subscribe and follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, thanks.
Hey, this should be slapped on at the beginning or the end, but I'm allowed to announce my Netflix special is going to appear on Netflix Friday, the 13th of June. It's called July. This Is Me Now. July. 13th of July. This is me now. Watch that.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.